very, very warm welcome to Surya Bai, our very respected brother, getting from Shantifan. So thank you for being in our midst in this special month, Aviyak month, Dhamma Baba's month, and especially also because you lived with him for some years. So we would really love to hear your experiences. Today we started at a special Silent Week. It's the Silent Journal Initiative, and every day we have a different topic, and today is the topic of becoming introverted, antar, and especially to stabilize ourselves more in the inner consciousness. And we would love to hear from you how Dhamma Baba did this, becoming more and more introverted, the example that you saw in him and to which you inspired you. And maybe you can take us in some experiences so we can take profit of it. So thank you for being here.
Om Shanti. Hope you enjoy your silence day. Wisdom of introversion, a beautiful topic. Those who are yogis are introvert. We had seen Brahma Baba, very introvert. Didi Manmohini, introvert. People take different meaning of this word, of this value. Some believe introversion means to be serious. This is not the right meaning of introversion. So I would share this topic in three aspects, and aim is to make it very deep, subtle, and the basis of our subtle experiences. One experience of Madhuban, it may be the experience of 40 years back. One day Dadi Prakash Mani was reading Murli. It was a Vyakt Murli, and something came in that Murli about silence. So all Madhuvan Nivasis requested Dadiji to keep silence for whole month. It was not January. And Dadi was also very glad to hear it. She permitted. And we all were in deep silence. First day was Monday. All, everyone in Madhuban, those who never liked silence, those who could not remain silent, it was a very hard subject for them, they were also silent. I want to share you this experience. Madhuban had become soul world, Shanti Dham. And very important thing, all brothers and sisters got free. Although there was not yoga retreat, only in evening there was 2 hours yoga. Whole work of yajna was going on as usual, but all became free. They were saying they have nothing to do now. They spared 4 or 5 hours that day. It was a wonderful thing to know. Then the silence program continued 4 or 5 days. Then many got bored. Those who did not have that nature, then it finished. So I share that experience of first day, how all Madhuvan Nivasis experienced that a person is busy because he has many waste thoughts in mind, unnecessary talk, unnecessary listening. These things make a person busy. But if we become free from these all things, we can become very free. So I, in my personal life, observed silence in the beginning, because when Baba became avyakt, so in yag there was the vibrations of distasteful feeling, distaste everywhere. So when Didi Manmohini was here, normally Monday and Thursday, all had to observe silence. All the time. It was like the discipline of the yajna. And me, personally, observed silence for 7 days and once for 40 days. So 7 days silence I used to observe after every 3-4 months. It helped me in good yoga. Because aim of this life was to become a good yogi, a successful yogi, nothing else. I wanted nothing in my life except becoming a great yogi. So silence, this introversion, doesn't mean to keep the mouth shut, not to speak. But three meanings of this introversion. Introversion means to go inside, and now we have got knowledge. Actually, our rishis and monks gave this word because they wanted to know the soul. They could not know, but it was their aim to know everything about soul, so they used to concentrate on soul here. They did not have perfect knowledge, but soul is here. They call it introversion. Introversion is a cave in which soul can sit. So first meaning of introversion is to become soul conscious simply and to go inside. We will practice now to go inside and accept it that I am peaceful. Not just recite it, not just to repeat it, to know it, but just accept it. I am peaceful. Peace is my real power. Peace is my original nature. There is peace, nothing else. So meet with your peace. I would use this word. Meet your peace. See how peaceful I am. Go inside. Does anything disturb my peace, or my peace is very strong? And no one can disturb my peace. Have this strong will in your mind. Second thing, all 7 qualities of soul. Take one by one, accept them. Check yourself in what percentage you have got that quality within you in your life. This is one aspect of introversion. Second thing, I am the soul, king of my mind and intellect. Talk to your mind, See your mind. Make your mind your good friend. See your intellect. Check your intellect. Cleanse your intellect. And fill it with divine wisdom, with nectar, with blessings, and with spiritual powers. Third aspect of introversion is, I am a soul, king of my body, king of all sense organs. So check, my sense organs are under my control, or my eyes, or mouth, or ear, or tongue, or any other organ is not in my control. They are my good friend or not. I use them for my progress or not. So going inside, observing these all things is known as introversion. Not just not to speak anything, keep silence, but just as second aspect I mentioned, mind and intellect. So go inside. At that time you can close your eyes, talk to your mind. Oh my mind, where you go? What you think all the time? Don't go there. Be with me. Become my good friend. Become my helper. I need your help to achieve the elevated stage in spirituality. And of course, you are my good friend. Talk to that your mind this way. Wisdom. When this word was given to me, this topic, wisdom of introversion, we know Baba has given us divine knowledge, perfect knowledge, true knowledge, easy knowledge. We need not to think about anything else. Baba has answered all of our questions of thousands of years. So we know everything. Is it correct? Right? We know everything. So please attention. Listen carefully. Make this knowledge into your divine wisdom. This knowledge must become our divine wisdom. Knowledge, one thing, we know everything. But if we make it our wisdom, it will remain with us throughout next cycle. It will never end, never finished. And we will experience that this divine wisdom will sharpen our intellect, will energize our intellect, will make our intellect capable to do everything in all of our lives. And in intellect, there is the power of decision. We would be able to take perfect and good, right decision all the time in next cycle. So make your knowledge into your wisdom. Change it into your wisdom. This is a great thing. This wisdom will divinize our life. This wisdom will empower our life. This wisdom will silence our mind. On the basis of our divine wisdom, we can control our mind. We can silence our mind. Otherwise, this mind is running very fast. Many thoughts in our mind every day. Psychologists say, in a day, a person creates 40,000 thoughts. Some say 50,000, some say 60,000. And we know, this is the secret that everyone's mind is different. And we have to slow down the speed of our mind. You must know, in a normal mind, there are 25 thoughts per minute. But in yogi's mind, we have to slow down this speed from 25 to 20, 20 to 15, 15 to 10. We can enjoy our life if we have 10 minutes, 10 thoughts per minute in our mind. We will become very powerful person if we slow down this speed of our mind. And for this, we need introversion. So make your knowledge into your wisdom. Right? Are you agree to it? Now think the first aspect. I'm a soul, embodiment of 7 qualities. Now together with me, think it and do accept it. I'm peaceful. My nature is peace. I enjoy peace. I love peace. My Baba is also no peace. Second quality, I'm loveful. Love is my nature. I have so much love that I can give my love to entire world. And the vibrations of my love will help people to solve their problems. I have got love. Even God Himself has given me love. I am blessed with His love. I am so fortunate that the ocean of love came down to me and gave His true love. Firstly, by saying, oh, sweet child. So my mind is full of love. There is no place of hate, jealousy, revenge, anger in my mind, because my mind is full of love. Churning this way will help you to imbibe those all divine qualities in life. I am a pure soul, supremely pure. Purity is my original nature. I am pure, absolutely pure. I am the angel of purity. I am the goddess of purity. I'm the son of purity. I enjoy purity. I love purity. Keep thinking this way. So these all qualities will come in our life. So take all these 7 and enjoy them, churn them, accept them, and then they will become our life. So let us practice it for 3 minutes. Red light, please. Just visualize yourself a shining star in forehead. Beyond the external world. No effect of external world. I am a soul sitting in the cave of introversion, sitting in the cave of forehead. Mm-hmm. nor with the heart of acceptance. Think this way: I am a peaceful soul. From me, the vibrations of peace are spreading out. I am peaceful. My mind has become full with peace. This peace is my power. My mind has become absolutely peaceful. No other thought. I'm full of love. I can rule this entire world with the power of love. I have got so much love that I can give to one and all. Love is also my power. I'm free from anger, from jealousy, hatred, revenge. My mind is only full of love and peace. So this is a simple thing. Many Brahmins, you know, many are following this knowledge from last 10-20 years, always remembering I am a peaceful soul, but still they have not become peaceful. They are saying I am a loveful soul, but still they have not become free from anger. It's reason. Simply, just acceptance. Accept it. Give this thought to yourself with acceptance. I'm peaceful. Free from all these negative things. I have no concern to these bad things. They are not my sanskaras. Anger, revenge. These are not my sanskaras. My sanskaras are pure, loving, peaceful, happy, giving good wishes to all, because I am a great soul. This is called introversion. So every day, all must spare half an hour for self. Half an hour. And talk to your own self this way. Visualize self and give this thought to yourself. I am absolutely pure. soul's original qualities, purity. These all vices entered me later on, but I am now free from these all vices. I am absolutely pure. I am the angel of purity. And more you accept it, it will become your life. Likewise, also you should always talk to yourself, I love purity. I like purity. Purity is my real power. I will achieve perfect purity very soon. My pure vibrations will purify the nature. My pure vibrations will make many souls in this world free from bad actions, addictions, passions. It will be the effect of our pure vibrations. The more and more we vibrate purity, the more viciousness, cruelty, violence will end from this earth. This is the secret. So it is the responsibility of all we great souls to spread pure vibrations on this planet. So think about all seven qualities. I will give you some thought about I am a powerful soul. I am Master Almighty. Go inside again. Talk to yourself. I am very energetic. I am most powerful. I am the child of Almighty Father. So therefore I am Master Almighty. I am more powerful than Maya. I am more powerful than problems. I can accept all challenges of this world. Challenges will empower me. Give such thoughts to yourself. So these powerful thoughts will empower you. And by thinking this way, your all powers will awaken. And you will experience you are most powerful in this world. Similarly, I am very happy soul, joyous soul. I am full of bliss. I am full of knowledge. First quality, I am the embodiment of knowledge. Knowledge means light. Knowledge means wisdom. I am full of this divine wisdom. So once again, let us practice red light. Visualize yourself, Master Gyan Surya. Sitting in the cave of forehead. I am the point of energy. It's true that I am very powerful. It's also reality that Almighty Father has blessed me with all of His powers. I am Master Almighty. I am supremely pure soul. I from me golden rays of purity as are going out. This pure energy is going to my brain. My brain has become full of this pure energy. I'm the point of energy. From me, red rays of might are spreading out. Red, going to my brain. Second aspect, I am the master of my mind and intellect. Go inside again, deep inside. I am the master. This stage, Baba says, you are self-sovereign, king of the self. Give this feeling to yourself, I am the master, I am the king of my mind and intellect and sense organs. They are not my king. I am the master. So they have to follow me. They have to obey me. Because they work under me, under my guidance. So this way, becoming the king of the self, master of the self, talk to your mind and make it silent. Give some good thoughts to your mind. One secret we all must know, because mind is the power of thoughts. Mind creates the thought. So if we create the thought, we can become from waste thoughts. Because we don't create good thoughts, therefore there is a flow, fast flow of waste thoughts in our mind, and they weaken us. They take our energy away all the time. We feel tired, we feel tense. So always learn this art, use this art. Creating elevated thoughts in your mind. And those elevated thoughts are nothing. You need not to think more. They are the thoughts of self-respect. I am a great soul. Accept it. And you will find that you became free from many waste thoughts. I am Master Almighty, I am World Benefactor, I am a victorious jewel, I am the angel of purity. Keep creating such thoughts in your mind. So then mind will become silent. So just as Brahma Baba, he did this practice in the beginning. Even when he was getting little knowledge from Sri Baba, he did this practice. He used to talk to his mind, "Oh my mind, become my good friend. Why did you go there? Why did you go there? Why you went here? Why you went there? Don't go anywhere. Be with me." Thus, you can observe your mind. In India, or in the world nowadays, there are many systems of yoga gurus teach to the people, and one of them is observe the self. Vipassana it is called. Observe your mind and your breath. And they they combined both. If you observe your breath, your mind will become silent. But observing mind is not enough. If you observe your mind, oh, there are many ways thoughts in my mind. What will be the use of this? Create good thoughts in your mind. Create positive thoughts in your mind. Then you need not to observe your mind, your thoughts. Otherwise you can understand if a person is creating 40,000 thoughts a day, how will he observe his mind? It is not possible. Create the thoughts of self-respect and mind will remain silent. You need not to observe anything else. But main and most important thing is our intellect. We can say the king of our life, everything in human life, intellect. You have to check your intellect. Be introvert, check your intellect. Now think together with me, my intellect. Is the intellect of a great soul. Talk to your intellect. Oh, my intellect, you are the intellect of a yogi soul. Oh, my intellect, Baba has made you a divine intellect. You are the divine intellect. Intellect of a great soul. Intellect of the soul who is world benefactor. Intellect of the soul who is Master Almighty. So, don't allow. Talk to your intellect. Oh, my intellect, don't allow any rubbish within you. Don't make yourself a dustbin. Talk to your intellect. Normally, all human beings of this world have made their intellect a dustbin. Many bad things, negative things, jealousy, revengeful feeling, violent feeling, hatred, anger, and many negative feelings, bad wishes for all, they have filled their intellect with all these things. So they are not happy. They are going here and there for happiness. But how? If they are intellect is dustbin, how can they be happy? Cleanse it. So make a plan. In these 3-4 days till Baba comes down, I have to cleanse my intellect. I have to divinize my intellect. Because this intellect is a beautiful utensil. Divine utensil. In which divine wisdom, God's blessings, all godly powers and all divine values we have to store. We have to imbibe. Churn this way. And observe, check inside what kind of intellect I have made. I have to make it divine. Are you agree? Will you make it divine? So 4 days. Because Baba will sit in our intellect when our intellect is clean, when our intellect is full of nectar, full of divine wisdom, then God will come and sit within our heart and our intellect. Otherwise, he will run away. Means yoga will become a difficult subject for us. We will try our best. We will put a strain here. Oh, my yoga is not good. My mind is running here and there. No. Talk to yourself this way. And make this aim in your mind. I have to cleanse my mind, my intellect. To imbibe these all 4 things, God's wisdom, His divine blessings, His powers, and this entire knowledge, divine values. My intellect is meant for these great things, not for rubbish. So let us practice again for 3 minutes. Deadlight. Soul, sitting on the throne of forehead. I am the king of my mind and intellect. Give this thought very, very seriously. Oh my mind, oh my intellect, I am your master. You have to follow me. You have to follow my commands. See, these both powers are standing in front of you in 2 baby form. One is mind, second is intellect. Talk to your mind. Oh my mind, you are my good friend. Now you have to create most elevated thoughts within you. For thousands of years you had been running here and there. Now be stable. Oh my mind, you will achieve nothing from this old world. Forget it. Don't get attracted towards these physical things. You are my real power. Be with me. Now talk to your intellect. Oh, my intellect. Now you have to cleanse yourself. My Baba, sweet father, wants to sit within you. Prepare yourself for him. He will make you full with all his blessings and powers. Be clean, be stable, and my good friend. I am a soul sitting on the throne of forehead. Third aspect. I am the master of my sense organs. We know. What we see all the time, it affects our mind. What we listen all the time, it influences our mind. What we speak all the time, it affects our whole life. So just prepare yourself not to listen, waste, think through our ears. Keep it in your mind. These ears are meant for listening God's versions now. If we listen waste thing by our ears, we will never enjoy God's versions. This is the secret. So make your ear very divine. Alaukik, not laukik, not physical, not like human beings. Alaukik. Ears are also very important. So for this, we need to create the feeling of distaste to the waste. No interest in waste listening. Many souls in this world are listening waste thing through ears, therefore their mind is running here and there. They create bad wishes for others. They create negative attitude towards others. It's bad for them. So just one thought I want to give to you. We all have to give rest to our mind, to our brain. You know, brain is also working day and night. Even when we sleep, many don't have sound sleep. Dreams come all night. Brain works all night. It is not silent. But we have to give rest to our mind, to our brain. If you give rest to them, they will become very energetic. Brain itself regain the energy if it is silent. It is in rest for some time. So, for this, don't listen waste thing. Put cotton in your ear. No waste. My ears are not meant for waste thing. They are meant for listening God's versions. Eye is very important thing. We see all the time. What we see, everything depends upon that. If we see the bodies of human beings, what will happen? Bad vibrations from bodies will enter our mind. And we will never experience good concentration. You can make this experiment for a day only. See souls in everyone's forehead and mind will remain stable. A wonderful experience you can have. So if a person wishes to become a good yogi, a successful yogi, just see soul in the forehead. This is the easiest method to give vibrations to all. In Sakar Murli, I had heard many years before, it has been repeated. If you see others as soul, it means you give current to them. And if you are in this feeling, I am the angel of purity, and see others as soul, your pure vibrations will go to them. We see many things in this world. They are perishable things, mortal things, not immortal, but they give attraction to us. We get attracted to them and our mind comes down in this world. No stability, not good concentration. So when you see this entire world, like Brahma Baba and Didi Manmohini, good practice of Brahma Baba at the end and Didi Manmohini at the end. Whatever you see in this world, see with this angle, everything is going to destroy and now I have to go back to my home. Brahma Baba's great practice every day. In last 3 years, 66, 67 and 68. He used to see sky and entire world. Oh, now this everything, whatever I see through my gross eyes, nothing will remain back. Everything will be destroyed and I will go back to my home. Good practice. So we have to control our sense organs. We are the masters. And you can remember Baba's words? When a yogi controls his sense organs, his sense organs become cool. It is the stage of your sato. Not sato pradhan, third stage. Means three-quarter stage. On one quarter is left behind. So we have to cool down our sense organs. For that we have to control them. So go inside, check these all things and change your mind, change your thoughts, change your attitude. This is called introversion. So be introvert, and I have suggested you to spare half an hour every day in solitude when you are alone with yourself. You can, first of all, you can create some thoughts of self-respect, then see inside yourself, talk to yourself and enjoy your life. So now let us practice it for 3 minutes. I'm the master of sense organs. Red light. Again, sit on your throne of forehead. Very shining soul. Master of mind, intellect, master of this body and all sense organs. I have entered this body. I am separate from it. I am supremely pure soul. From me, pure vibrations in golden color are spreading in my brain and in my whole body and cooling down all sense organs. Visualize it. Feel it. This pure energy is going to my brain. Going in my whole body. My whole body has become full of this pure energy. Now visualize Baba in soul world. O Son of Purity, from him pure vibrations are coming down to me. A fountain of pure energy is coming down to me. Pure energy from Baba is coming down to me, entering me. Now you can enjoy half an hour yoga. Sit on your throne and enjoy Baba's meeting too on 18th January. One thing I would like to say you about 18th January, sister. 18th January, on this day, Baba gives specific blessing to everyone. So, when you open your eyes in the morning, feel that His energy is coming down to me. First, this feeling. Then, feel that you are in subtle region, Bap Dada is there in front of you. He put His hand of blessing on your head. Apply tilak here and gave a blessing to you. 1, 2, 3 blessings you can achieve. You can choose your own blessings. Keep them in your mind. Baba, I want this blessing from you this day. Just as, may you be a great yogi. May you be a victorious jewel. May you be a successful soul. May you be the remover of obstacles. This way. 1, 2, 3. And apply, Baba applied tilak and He will give you the same blessings what you had chosen. And then accept it, be intoxicated of that blessing. So this way, 18th January will become a day of blessing for everyone. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Well, Surya Bhai, thank you for giving this beautiful class. And I think especially it was beautiful to learn to accept our beauty inside. Yes. So we have a booklet for you.
Okay. Silence.
Yes, from this journey that we make. And also a card, handmade for you. Thank you.